Again, I appreciate you coming all the way out here to see the research, but as you can see, just like we discussed, everything is correct. And I'm wondering to myself why I brought you out here. I knew that, and... No. You're fine. I arranged for this, and it's good to see you again. Besides, suppose the peace of mind is fine. Yes, I said it was good to see you again. I have to admit, I had wondered how you'd been over the years. Oh, God. I'm not going to let you get under my skin. Look, you've seen the lab. You've seen how things work. You see that my research is perfectly founded. And you have no reason to do anything other than drop the claim, which you had already promised to do after our last arrangement. Yes, our arrangement. Oh, cut the shit. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Besides, there are lab assistants around that I'd rather not know that I traded sexual favors for an academic compensation. Yes, a favor. Yes, you are insatiable. Do you know that? God. Look, we won't be doing any of that arrangement anymore. I have no more issues with you meddling into my research. What if there's problems in the future? I brought you... You came to my lab, observed everything, and even said that everything is above board. You even commented on the quality of my assistants. Hell, you were just as impressed by Elsie as I am. She's one of the brightest... Okay, well, if you trust her and you trust the lab, then I understand that you won't be... I make a mistake? Oh, no. Ugh, I should have known. You were just trying to get one over on me, weren't you? You were going to withdraw that one, you're honorable. But you're going to submit another, aren't you? You're going to submit another because you couldn't fucking forget about me. You couldn't forget what my cock felt like inside you, so you feel the need to ruin my fucking career, even though you are the one that left me behind. Well, if you can think of a way to avoid that, then out with it. I'd rather not play into your scheme anymore and... Work here. Absolutely not. No. On so many levels, no. I would need to explain to my staff who's the person messing with the equipment and who... Ugh. Yes, if you worked here, you wouldn't have to explain that, but that's not the point. I don't want to explain our relationship to people that look up to me. What am I supposed to say? This was the love of my life, who decided that her academic success was worth more than our relationship, and now she's trying to run the lab that I spent 5 years building because she thinks that my... Well, if that's not what you're fucking doing, then out with it. Nice to work together again. That's the first time you've shown any emotion other than that frigid calculation. You're even blushing. Even now, it's not about me, is it? No, it's about you and what you want. You go away, you get what you want, you live the life you dreamed of, but there's one thing missing, and now that you've got everything else, you think you can come back to me, run my lab, and get back the relationship that you destroyed. You're still thinking about you. Instead of calling me and apologizing. I absolutely would have picked up the phone. Oh, fuck off. You didn't even try. No. I'm not playing this game. You can leave. I said that you can leave. I will call security right... Get off of me. You know what? Fine. You know something that I thought about a lot in the past 10 years? You always did better when I just assumed what you needed. You always were a little bit more responsive when I didn't give you the chance to think. You always worried yourself into these problems. You stressed about things that didn't matter. You gave too much of yourself. But when you were bent over on your bed, getting railed from behind, saying all the depraved shit that I told you to, you always looked so happy. You always looked like you had such an empty mind. Maybe I misread you. I did, didn't I? Oh, I've horribly misread the situation. My deepest apologies. You weren't coming for revenge. You weren't coming because I was the last option. You were coming to me because you don't want to have to think anymore. You want to be the powerful, smart, intelligent, driven woman. And when everyone goes home and no one's looking, you want to be on your knees in front of me again, don't you? You want a little wager? I mean, how fun could that be? You and I could work in the very same fucking lab. Whoever wins the grant, whoever gets the most distinguished research, these little competitions, you miss them, don't you? No one challenges you in your real life. Well, I've got a challenge for you. And just maybe, if you remind me how good it feels to be challenged, there might be some room for you in the lab. Uh-huh, I've got a perfect idea. You see, after all those years, you said you grew. You said things changed. That you got better. Well, let's put that to the test, shall we? You have 5 minutes to make me come the second I dismiss all the staff. And if you don't, I win. And if I win, you're gonna bend over the very research desk that I wrote that paper on. And you're going to beg me to fuck you like I used to. Uh-huh. Now then. Everyone, we can call the day early. I want to speak with my old cohort privately about the research and just catch up. Someone tell Elsie that she won't be needed for the rest of the day, but that I'd like to talk to her later in the evening. Yes, thank you. None of those looks, just do it. Well then, while they filter out, think about the rumors. Just right now, you put yourself in such a delicate little situation that a team of talented researchers from one of the best universities in the country, your rival university, has the idea that we might be having a little affair. They have it in their mind that you traveled all the way across the country to be a slut in such a precious little workspace. By the way, darling, last one left about 10 seconds ago. Clock's ticking. Oh, yes, there's that fervor I remember. Remember all those days you got the lower score on the test and you always feigned like you didn't want it. But when you pressed your lips against my hips and dug your nails into my side and pulled me as deep into your throat as you fucking could, something told me you liked getting bossed around. You enjoyed the thrill of losing. No one else could do that to you, could they? No one else could top you like I did. Come on, get that fucking mouth working. Oh, yes. Come on, fucking throat it like you mean it. Throat it like all the times you wish you could have. Throat it like it's that fucking dildo that you loved. Uh-huh, I remember all those things. Oh, that little hotel room moment we had at that big conference. It was our last year before we went off into the world. I still had so much hope. We had finally started something real. Oh, the sounds you made while you were getting railed from behind, and I forced your fucking head onto that cock in front of you. Oh, you didn't even care that it was a toy. You wouldn't have cared if it was a real person. You just loved the thrill of losing control, didn't you? Oh, well, make me lose control, and I might just consider your fucking offer. Oh, yes. God, you were always good. You see, that was the fun part with you. You always lost, and you loved losing, but there was something deep down there in you that wanted to win, and that made you so much better than everybody else. So much better than any other woman I was with. No one took losing with such grace and still showed up with that same fucking fervor. God damn it. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. Just like that. Use those lips, baby. Use those fucking lips. Fuck. Atta girl. Atta girl. There we go. Oh, now, 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 now. Why don't I teach you something new, huh? Stick your tongue out. Take me as deep and slow as you can. I know it feels silly, baby, but you never give up on learning, do you? Come on. Here, I'll even hold your head. All you have to do is focus on leaving that tongue out and keeping those lips wrapped nice and tight. See, when we do this, oh, I get the best of everything. Now, when I pull your head off again, I want you to kiss it every time and then open those lips back up again when I pull you down. Do you understand? You understand your role as a toy, don't you? Oh, don't pout at me. You want to win, don't you? You aren't going to do it with that poor performance. No, no. This is how you're going to have to win. Oh, yeah, see? I start taking control. I start taking those thoughts out of your head. My cock replaces every single one of those little hesitations. Oh, you love being the best at this, don't you? Just admit it. Oh, you want to be known as the best head I ever fucking got? Well, baby, if you keep this up, you just might be. Oh, see, now you're getting used to the rhythm. Get real fucking sloppy with it. There we go. Now, you take over. I don't feel like fucking working anymore. Oh, besides, if you're gonna come move into my lab, I can't be doing all of it, can I? Oh, yes. Atta girl, keep going while I just lean back. Oh, clock's ticking, baby. Oh, you better play with my balls if you want to get this done in the next minute. Oh, you missed this, didn't you? Look up at me with those eyes. You missed this. You missed being guided, bullied, and taught by the one person that could fucking beat you. You loved our little rivalry. I bet if I reached down right now and touched those panties, you would be soaked through, wouldn't you? Oh, I think deep down you might even want to lose. Oh, that just makes me want to come. How disappointed you'd be. I'd send you back on an airplane soaked. Oh, I'd get to come and you would get nothing. Oh, yes, just the thought makes me fucking want to come. Oh, God, yes, and you don't stop, do you? No, I see that look in your eyes. Oh, you want to lose because you want to get all the punishment I decide. But you also want to win because you can't stand the idea of giving bad ahead. Oh, you're just so precious. You're just so precious. Oh, you're just so fucking precious and such a fucking loser. Time's up, darling. Enough. I said time's up. You lost. But was I the best? I'm not going to tell you that. It'll take me a few months and I'll have to review all your research, but I'm sure that I could find something wrong with it. As it stands right now, though, I have to admit, it was pretty fucking good. Now then, you lost, which means no lab, nothing your way. But I also know that you secretly liked losing, didn't you? Because you know what I'm about to do to you. You do, don't you? Nod for me. The prettiest girl in the world. The smartest mind in sciences. The sexiest woman to ever wear that fucking skirt. I want you to turn around, lift it up, and pull those panties to the side. Uh-huh. Be a good girl for me. No more thoughts. You lost. There's no more competition. You don't have anything to prove. No, now you just get to be done. You get to relax a concept that you never fully understood. I always had to be the one. I had to fuck your brain silent. Why don't we do it again for old time's sake? Oh, God. Oh, God. You know, in the month since that little hotel room soiree, oh, I've been thinking about how fucking good you felt wrapped around me since then. Now then, you did so much work earlier. I'd be a bad boss if I didn't set a good example, would I? Oh, yes. Oh, God, look at the way your fucking eyes roll every time I bottom out in you. God. Oh. Oh, yes, baby. You notice the difference, don't you? 10 years, a whole lot of time in the gym, and plenty of research. And I'm still the best fucking lay you've ever had. Oh, fuck. Your pussy is incredible. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, maybe I'll have to call you out every now and then. Maybe, just maybe, every few months I should fly you out to test my fucking research. We can have a little wager for old time's sake. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Now, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, you know the best fucking thing about being with you again? Is I know. I just know that you're gonna think about me when you leave. Because I know something that you don't. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm not going to tell you that. Oh, I get to know that I'm completely in control, and you're wiggling your hips like a fucking whore. Oh, I get to take the smartest, most powerful person I know and turn them into a drooling mess on the end of my cock. Do you know how powerful that makes me feel? Oh, you made me feel so weak and pathetic when you left. Oh, but it was fucking worth it. Oh, yes, it was so worth it just for this. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh. Oh, you're so pretty. Fucking wrapped around me like that. Look back at me. Look at me with those pretty eyes. I want to look into the eyes of the woman who lost. Of the loser. And more than that, I want to look you right in the eyes when I fucking fill you up. I want to fucking see those thoughts go through your head. I want to see the pleasure go through your fucking body when I fucking claim you again. Oh my God. Fuck. 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 Yes. Yes, you're all mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. Oh, you feel that, baby? Oh, that's right. Fucking putting my load exactly where it belongs. It didn't belong on your lips, on your tongue, and oh no, it belonged inside you. As deep as I could fucking put it. Fuck. Fuck. You're the only one that fucking deserves it. Oh, and I'm the only one that deserves you. Oh, that little secret between you and I. Oh. I'm going to call Elsie once you go back to your hotel room tonight. And I'm going to arrange for you to come work here. You'll be mine. In every sense of the word. When we're together and everyone's around, they'll see the smartest woman in science. And when that door closes, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. No more bullshit. Although maybe we could find some time for a few more competitions. No. Fuck. Just stay like that for a moment. No, stay. I want to watch it drip out of you so that I know I claimed you. God, you look good like that. Well then. You know, after years of being rivals, I think we finally found a way to both get what we want. Now, pull up your panties. That's right, pull them up, no cleaning up. It'd be a waste of time anyway. Text me your hotel room. I'm gonna go shut everything down. And we're gonna go there right now. Right now. We've got one more wager we have to settle. Who's gonna tap first tonight? Me or you? I know you don't plan on losing. That's what I love about you.